The biggest of public pension funds could shake up Wall Street today. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There's news that CalPERS could soon cut in half the number of outside money managers it uses. CalPERS is the state employee pension fund of California with a colossal $300 billion under management. The announcement is expected later today ahead of a board meeting next week. CalPERS is trying to lower the fees it pays to expensive managers, many of whom have produced only mediocre returns. Robert Posen is a senior lecturer of business administration at the Harvard Business School. Mr. Posen, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing, David?
Doing well. CalPERS has been on quite a tear in recent months about the fees it pays to get its money managed. How does dealing with half the money managers help with fees?
First of all, they want to go back through their list of managers, and they have a very long list, maybe over 300, and really look closely and see who are the ones that have really given them excellent performance. And who are the ones that have given them just mediocre performance? Second of all, if you cut it in half, then you have more clout with the people that you continue to deal with to keep their fees lower.
The penny is dropping for me here. I see. So you go to one of the money managers who is left standing, who has not been culled, and you say, if you want some extra money, we want a deal on the fees. And that way CalPERS could drive down fees further.
That's right. I have to assume that they're going to be moving a higher percentage into passive investments. When you're talking about passive investments, you're talking very, very low fees. And the bottom line is, why do they need to lower expenses? Well, they're only about 77% funded.
Yeah, I see. Robert Posen teaches at the Harvard Business School. He's a former chairman of MFS Investment Management. Mr. Posen, thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
The U.S. Senate is back in session today debating money for the Defense Department. Related but not being addressed directly today, an amendment to give married gay veterans the same benefits of anyone else who's married. Current law states the VA can only consider a veteran married if the marriage is legal in the state where he or she lives. That means in 13 states where same-sex marriage is not legal, gay vets lose out on some benefits. Reporter Nova Safo has more.
Ashley Broadway lives in Virginia. Same-sex marriage is legal there.
I am a spouse of a almost 20-year active duty service member
who is planning to retire in a few years. Ashley Broadway heads an advocacy group for gay military families. She says she wants a change in the law so that wherever they move in retirement,
we would be able to have the same type of benefits that our straight counterparts has,
such as certain disability and medical benefits, home loan guarantees. The amendment that failed last week was a legislative fix to the problem. It came from New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen.
If anybody ought to be treated equally, it ought to be those people who have put their lives on the line for this country.
The issue could be moot if the Supreme Court rules in favor of same-sex marriage sometime this month. But if its ruling is more nuanced and open to interpretation, Shaheen says a bill may be the way to address the issue. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. The Haight-Ashbury neighborhood in San Francisco has a legacy that includes The Summer of Love, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, and psychedelic substances. That past still draws a certain crowd, people on the fringes, sometimes cool people, sometimes people selling drugs. The city's tried for decades to, quote-unquote, clean up the area. Now it's putting pressure on one specific business, the local McDonald's. Sam Harnett reports.
So here's the deal. This McDonald's is right by Golden Gate Park. Drifters come here to play music, panhandle, and smoke pot. This is where people go to sell psychedelics and marijuana, even to me.
Good nuggets, good bud, top of the line.
The city says the situation is out of hand, that serial drug dealers are doing business on McDonald's property. It sent a letter to McDonald's saying stop that or risk a lawsuit. Megan Caesar Eastman is an attorney with the city.
All we're asking them to do is to take reasonable steps to change some of their operating procedures to make their property less attractive for that illegal activity to occur.
Maybe add security or a fence. Now, lawsuits like this aren't unprecedented. But local attorney John Kithis says the city'd have a tough case. It'd have to prove McDonald's is a substantial part of the problem, which, remember, has been happening here for decades.
The bottom line is it's society's problem, and they're kind of dumping it on McDonald's here, potentially.
It's no surprise drifters and drug dealers congregate at this McDonald's. The rest of the neighborhood's pretty gentrified. Exhibit A, the Whole Foods across the street. Just ask Mikhaeus Lenhair. He's homeless.
The gentrification of San Francisco has become completely ridiculous.
Lenhair says McDonald's is one of the last places to use the bathroom and get a cheap meal.
Those jalapeno McDoubles are freaking pretty good.
Some local businesses support pressure on McDonald's. Jerry Johnson sells hippie trinkets. But he says these modern drifters, they hurt his business. He wants security at McDonald's. At the same time, he says, it won't solve the real issues, poverty and homelessness.
They move them from one point to another, and then they get up and they move to another. So we're just shifting the problem around. We're not solving anything, you know?
The city's letter has already had an effect. McDonald's has hired some private security. That may stop some of the drug sales, but it probably won't keep away those hoping to catch a puff of the hate's hippie past. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
And there's an unconfirmed report that the Swiss-Brazilian food and drinks tycoon Jorge Paulo Leman wants to buy Diageo, maker of booze like Johnny Walker and Smirnoff, also Guinness. Again, unconfirmed, but that's good enough for some market players. Diageo's stock was up about 6% this morning. Lehman's 3G Capital built up InBev, which owns Anheuser-Busch and many others. He's also pushing Heinz and Kraft together. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.